I have health care. If it's about health care, just please hang up. Don't call back.
Oh, it's for a local splash. Returning your call.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
Yeah, not one sure.
No, that's smart that you answer the phone like that. I like it. Yeah, so what's going on? I heard your message that you signed up for $299 a month, but after the first month, it was supposed to be $199?
That's what me and Paul discussed, because I was at some kind of Memorial Day special or something they was running. I don't know exactly. That's what we discussed on the phone.
Okay.
Understood or something, I don't know.
Well, the Memorial Day special or the Labor Day special was where our platinum package, which sells for $599 monthly with a $299 setup fee, was reduced in half to just $299 a month. And then the setup fee is reduced to $99. So it's supposed to be $398 initially and then $299 a month. But it looks like he waived that setup fee for you altogether. So you only paid $399, and you're grandfathered into that rate moving forward where it never goes up. Now, let's say that you'd rather have a package for $199. There is an option where your program includes $100 worth of Facebook ads. So if you wanted to, we could remove those Facebook ads, and then your subscription would lower to $199 monthly. Okay, so each month, so the $299 package, when you pay us that, we take $100 off the top, and we send it over to Facebook to run those ads for you. So, yeah, if you wanted to, we could remove that component. And with that $199 package, you're still on the first page of Google. You're still on the first page of Bing. The website stays up and running, and you stay mobily optimized, right, which means you'll still come up from the iPhones, the Androids, the tablets, and the voice-activated devices.
Right. That just, well, Facebook doesn't impress me much, I guess, would be my thought. I'm not really into Facebook, you know what I mean?
Yeah, you know what? I agree with you for that, because the 87% of consumers will hire off of the first page of Google, so that only leaves 13%. If you look at Facebook and Yelp and Yellow Pages and all those directories and kind of lump them into one, you know, but the reason we bundle the Facebook ads with our service, especially initially, is that I don't know if you recall, but in the terms, it does say that first page placement on Google typically takes 45 to 60 days. So the Facebook ads will jumpstart your results and get you cooking a little bit quicker, because those kicked in already for you within under 2 weeks. So, you know, most people will keep them on for the first month or two and then remove them, because once you're ranking on Google, I honestly don't think you'd need them anymore anyway. You know what I mean?
Well, I don't get on Facebook much, but how would I see my ad?
Oh, when you log on to your dashboard, it will show you. So, for instance, this is showing me that in the short time that you've been with us, your website had already been clicked on through the Facebook ads 31 times. So what happens with those ads is, if someone's in your area and they're searching for your service, then next time they go on their Facebook news feed, there will be an ad for professional home repairs coming up. So,
somebody, they click on it, and then next time there's an ad.
Exactly. So let's say that you're searching for, I don't know, air conditioner repair or something in your area, and then you just click out of it and you never think about it again. Well, Google will track that you had searched for an air conditioning repair based on your IP address. So chances are, next time you go on your Facebook news feed, there will be an ad for the local air conditioning repair companies. So that's how those ads work. We promote you locally with people that have already searched for your service. So, you know, it might be beneficial to keep it on at least for the next month, you know, but if you want to take it off now, I can definitely do it for you.
Is the juice worth the squeeze? That's my thought. That's the way I look at everything. Am I getting... I'm getting the juice, plenty of juice out of his lemon, or I'm just, you know, squeezing it.
That's a good way to put it. if you like, we could take them off and just do the $199, and then you can go on your dashboard and kind of look at the results that you've received so far. And based on that, if you'd like to continue, you can always call back and put those Facebook ads on later. That's what's nice about them, you know, because the Google listing's exclusive. We only work with one company per category per area, but with the Facebook ads, you can start and stop those anytime.
Okay, yeah, that's yeah, I don't know, I just, people put pictures on there of what they had for dinner. I mean, I really don't care what they had for dinner, but I'm not
exactly
a big fan of Facebook.
Okay, so let me...
When I did get in Facebook, I got put in Facebook jail because they put an ad on there about policemen being corrupt, and I said, yes, that happened to a friend of mine, and I think more cops are, more than 50% of them are corrupt, so they put me in jail for 6 months.
No way. Oh, my goodness. I'm sorry.
I don't like being in jail.
No, I don't like the way that they're kind of monitoring all that and doing that to people either. There is freedom of speech in this country. We should be allowed to say something like that without getting penalized, you know? So, yeah, I definitely get it. So, okay, so I'll take those off for now. And then for the new payment for $199, should I try it on the same card or would it be a different card? We have the one that ends in 7352.
Well, I blocked it at the bank, so I'm almost to the bank. If you'll try it in like 30 minutes when I get, I don't know how much traffic's in the bank, but it'll go.
Okay, I'll try it in 30 minutes. And then in the meantime, what I want you to do, James, is your Google listing, even though it's only been 30 days, it's already verified and published, and it's actually already starting to get some traction. So getting some 5-star reviews on it is going to help you get results quicker. So I'm going to send you a review generator email, and it will be linked to your Google listing. And all you have to do is copy and paste it and send it to some of your past and present clients, and it will help you get some of those 5-star reviews going for your business, okay?
Are you going to email it or text it?
Yep, I emailed it to you, but I think when I send the email, it also will trigger a text. So you'll have that link both on your text message and on your email.
Copy, paste, and send it to my people. Okay.
Exactly. And then it's already linked to your Google listing. So because it's just the matter of a click of a button, most people will do it. And it's only going to take you a couple of people here and there filling that out to achieve that 5-star ranking on Google.
Okay. Well, thank you for your time. Let me get in the bank.
You're welcome.
Give me a half hour because there's, the bank is busy today.
No problem. You know, I'll definitely process it in a half hour or so. So, you know, if everything's good, then, you know, you won't hear from me. I'll only reach out to you if some, you know, I get another glitch, and then I'll call you again after, okay?
Right, but I can call anytime if I have questions, correct?
Of course. Yeah, you have my extension now, James, which is 777. So anytime you need me, just call in, and I'll be able to help you, okay?
Who's my manager or whatever they call it as far as...
There isn't one person. We have a dedicated account management team. So typically when you call in, all you have to do is hit option one and anybody that answers the phone can help you. However, my name is Tina and I'm at extension 777. So typically I just deal with the failed payments, but I always encourage people to use me as a point of contact because you can call me for anything related to your account. And if I can't help you, I can at least get you to the person that can. You know what I mean?
Right. 777 is one of my favorite numbers, so yeah, I can remember.
Oh,
that one.
Good. Okay, good. You won't forget me. I like that.
Okay, well, thanks for all your help, Tina. And
enjoy
your weekend, huh?
I will. You have a great weekend too, okay?
Okay. All right. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye.